witness, Loggle had some problems with the apartment.
Her suffering was nothing to sneeze at.
I actually had a severe allergy attack multiple times throughout that month I lived there.
They found black mold.
But moving out put the hurt on their other roommates.
How do you expect them to pay April's rent?
By finding another roommate.
They can't do that. You had an obligation to them.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Carly Lobdell and her girlfriend, Alexandria Tabotsnik, are suing their former roommates, Tori Loggle and Logan Peel, for unpaid rent, money they paid for furniture, and stolen belongings.
Order. All rise. Quiet in the courtroom.
It's case 575 on the calendar in the matter of Tabotsnik, Lobdell versus Peel, Loggle.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Tabotsnik.
Yes.
Is that you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Your co-plaintiff is your girlfriend, and the two of you were looking for another couple to share an apartment with. Somehow you got together on Facebook with the defendants. You met. They are a couple. You liked each other, and you decided maybe it would be a good fit. You would find a two-bedroom apartment to share together. When did you find them? What month?
I believe it was January 2018.
And where did you find the apartment?
In UTC La Jolla.
How much rent was the apartment?
$2,580 total.
Expensive. But easier split.
Yeah.
You signed a lease. You all signed a lease?
Yes.
All four of you. And moved in when?
January 27, 2018.
Who's going to speak?
She can speak. January 27, 2018.
And we moved in on February 14th.
But you signed the lease effective?
January 27th.
January 27th. But you moved in February 14th?
Correct.
Okay. Your last name is?
Loggle.
Miss Loggle had some problems with the apartment. I don't know what they were. You want to tell me quickly what problems you had when you moved in on the 14th?
I actually had a severe allergy attack multiple times throughout that month I lived there.
Okay. So for the 2 weeks that you were there, from February 14th until the end of the month, you had allergies?
I believe it was a month.
Did there come a time when you left the apartment?
They did actually put us in a hotel so they could renovate the apartment.
Who put you in a hotel?
The apartment complex.
Okay, so someone must have complained to the apartment complex.
Correct.
Who was that?
That was me, Your Honor.
That was you. And were you complaining on your behalf or on your girlfriend's behalf?
On all of our behalf.
Okay, so tell me what the problem was with the apartment.
So they found some black mold, and they found like dirt and dust.
Okay, you don't have any reports of that, but there was clearly...
No, we do, Your Honor.
I'd like to see them. And it was evidently sufficiently hazardous so that the apartment complex put all of you up in a hotel?
Correct, yes.
From when to when?
March 15th, 2018 to March 29th, 2018, but they took us out before that because it was completed.
The apartment complex paid for the hotel, plus you had all paid your rent.
Correct.
In the month of March.
Yes.
Paid for you to stay in a hotel, and when did you all move back?
We were cleared to go back in March 22nd.
And you came back March 22nd?
I don't believe we did. We were out of town, and we came back on like the 23rd or the 24th.
I'm going to read this report. Okay. Your complaint is that the defendants moved out without any notice. When did you move out?
So we were out by the 31st.
Okay. Did you pay April's rent?
No, because we were out before April, and we had broken the lease.
I'm sorry.
When you say you broke the lease, I'd like you to tell me your understanding of breaking the lease.
I basically moved back in and had another reaction, and then I got it cleared by a doctor to, you know, I sent it to me.
I want you to tell me what you mean by breaking the lease.
We got signed off the lease by the apartment complex.
Okay. When you got signed off on the lease, did they reduce their rent by half?
They did not.
Well, then how do you expect them to pay April's rent?
By finding another roommate.
They can't do that.
That's why we offered to help and we posted ads and we found a roommate.
No, just a second. Great. Effective when?
So we actually...
Sorry. You offered to help.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read this in a moment. You offered to help. You moved out. Clearly, you had no intention of moving out when you moved back in on the 22nd or the 23rd.
We did, yeah.
Had you given notice to the landlord prior to moving back into the apartment from the hotel that you were leaving?
Yes, we did.
Okay, show me.
You're holding the one that...
The notice. You were supposed to give me a report. You said you had a report for me. I thought, didn't I ask for the report?
What report are you asking for?
Well, you said that they found mold. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's hearsay unless you have a report. You said, I have it. So that's what you were supposed to hand me, not a lawyer's letter.
So the apartment complex won't release the...
So the answer is you don't have a report.
I physically do not have a report.
That's the answer. So that all I know is that the situation was sufficiently serious that they moved the four of you out of the apartment, then told you that whatever it was cleaned, it was sanitized, and they moved back. You moved back 2 days later, according to you, on the 23rd or the 24th of March, and then moved out a week later. And I'm telling you that you can't do that to them. It's fine if the landlord doesn't say to you, you're on the hook for the rent, but these people, you have an obligation to them because they rented this apartment for more money than they could have afforded together as a couple. Otherwise, they wouldn't have taken in two strangers.
Absolutely, Your Honor.
So you owe them. Now, if what you're telling me, Mr. Peel, is because what they're asking for is your half month's rent for the month of April.
Yes.
That's what they're asking for. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not a lot. That would suggest to me that they didn't have anybody in April taking up the slack for your half of the rent. Put your hand down. If what you're telling me is that you found them a tenant who was paying them rent starting April 1st, I'll hear that.
Correct. So what we did was we posted ads online.
Just a second. When did you do that?
So this was when we moved back in on
the... Just a second. So on the 23rd or the 24th, you posted ads online.
Yeah.
Just a second. That's what you just told me. On the 23rd and the 24th, you posted ads online.
And before that. So we posted ads.
That you told me when you moved back in. That was the 23rd or the 24th. Keep going.
So we posted ads online, and we found a suitable roommate.
Great. Just a second. Okay. You found a suitable roommate that was suitable for them.
Correct.
Great. And when was that roommate supposed to take possession of the apartment?
On the 1st.
On the 1st of April. Is that correct?
Correct.
Proof. All I want is proof. If somebody paid rent April 1st, they have no damages.
Well, can I explain? Okay.
Make it easy for me while you're looking. Did you have a new roommate starting April 1st?
No, we did not. Okay. We have texts from Logan saying he's paying on the 3rd. We have the apartment saying they're responsible.
Do you have a new roommate now?
No.
Do you have a roommate starting in May?
Not yet. We have a possible one, but he hasn't signed yet.
But nobody moved in with you?
No.
In April?
No.
Okay. And you have proof, sir, Mr. Peel, pay attention. You have proof that someone moved in with them. That's very easy. I call the landlord.
I do not have proof that somebody moved in with them.
Fine. Then you owe them half a month's rent.
Judge. Your Honor.
Can we speak?
Your Honor. So we found a roommate, and what had happened is that I basically reached out and said, we found someone, and then they decided... The apartment complex gave us options. They said that...
Don't tell me what the apartment...
No,
No. Listen to me.
Sorry.
You can't tell me what the apartment complex said.
No.
That's hearsay. If what you're telling me that you found a suitable roommate that was suitable to them, because you really had no right to break this lease, I don't care what your lawyer's letter said. As between them, not the apartment complex, you took the apartment and jointly and severally obligated yourself to pay rent, but you had an obligation to them. And because you had a rash doesn't mean because you had a rash.
It wasn't a rash.
Because you had a rash or an allergy attack doesn't mean that you can move out without either finding them a suitable roommate or paying them the remainder of the lease. Now, if you found them a suitable roommate and they, for some reason, rejected that roommate, well, then I'll hear you. But I don't want to hear a lot of baloney.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Mr. Peel, if they knocked at the door in the middle of the night, if they telephoned you 150 times a day, and you can prove that to me, that's harassment. Mm-hmm. Do you understand?
And later today...
Do you have any proof she agreed to pay you back and that it was a loan?
I would have had it over my phone.
Not woulda. I don't want to know woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Okay.
I want to know, do you have any?
At this moment, no, I do not.
Well, this is the only moment.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Carly Lobdell and girlfriend Alexandria Tabotsnik say former roommates Tori Loggle and Logan Peel
backed out of their lease. The defendants are countersuing for harassment and furniture rent.
Okay, so you found them a suitable roommate and? Mm-hmm.
So we found them a roommate and then they decided that they weren't sure if they wanted to stay living there or not either. So we can't get a roommate for someone, like we can't find a roommate and tell them they're not gonna know where they're gonna live because they had sent text messages after I found a roommate saying that they don't know if they wanna stay or not now because she was also having reactions in the apartment. And so I can't fill a room that they don't know where they're gonna be.
You owe them half a month's rent.
Okay. $1,250. Now, money paid for furniture. You want to tell me what money you paid for furniture?
Yes, right here, the first month we paid $150 more.
You paid $150 more for what furniture?
Desk, chairs, TVs.
Okay, so what you were really doing, madam, is you didn't have sufficient furniture. They had furniture. And what they said to you was, if you want to use our furniture, yes, it's going to cost you an extra $150
exactly.
a month.
We have those tests.
I actually get that. That doesn't mean that you bought the furniture from
them.
Sorry,
yes.
It mm-hmm. means that you used the furniture the first month, so you don't get that money back. You sat on the chairs, you ate off the table,
okay,
you watched the TV, all of that is fair. They owe you $1,250. Now we have a counterclaim. Let's see what this counterclaim is about. Harassment and rental furniture. Forget the rental furniture, we've dealt with it.
Okay.
Harassment. Who's gonna speak?
Go ahead.
So after we were removed from the lease, we were receiving messages from Alex and Carly saying that we had to pay, which I know you just decided now was.
Right.
But we have this document saying that we were removed from the lease, effective by the apartment complex and signed by those two.
Mr. Peel, that doesn't qualify as harassment that they want you to pay half the month's rent.
And
if they knocked at the door in the middle of the night, if they telephoned you 150 times a day, mm-hmm. and you can prove that to me, that's harassment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Telling you repeatedly that you owe them half a month's rent for the month of April is not harassment because you owe them half a month's rent for the month of April when you and your girlfriend decided to move out and sign yourself off the lease because you got an attorney to write them a very long letter. By the way, are you in any way related to this attorney, Stephen?
No.
So you paid the attorney?
Absolutely.
Correct. And we settled
just
with the apartment.
So you paid the attorney. How much did you pay him?
$200.
Okay, you owe them $1,250. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're done. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I kind of expected it to go this way. I'm really happy it was as easy as it was.
It's ridiculous.
Kind of scammers.
No, not at all. If I'm using an EpiPen living in an apartment, I probably shouldn't be living there.
They backed out on a lease. Hey, you owe us money, point blank.
At the end of the day, when your girlfriend can't live in an apartment, you're gonna move.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Navoa versus Huffnagel, step forward.
Felicia Navoa is suing ex-girlfriend Alicia Huffnagel for an unpaid loan to buy a car.
Ms. Navoa, the defendant was your girlfriend for a period of time. According to your complaint, you made her a loan. You made that loan to her in January of last year, and the loan was for a down payment on a car. The relationship that you had with the defendant lasted until August of last year, and then the relationship was over, and you want the $1,500 back that you paid towards the down payment of her car. The defendant says, while she acknowledges that you did put the down payment on the car, she said it was a gift. There was never any discussion of repayment of this money. She said that she never paid you any of the money between January and August. Is that correct?
Correct.
Right. That you never demanded any money from her between January and August. Correct?
Correct. Correct.
Okay, so now it's your responsibility to prove to me that this was, given those circumstances, that this was a loan.
We spoke over phone when we had this conversation about me lending her the money. She told me she'd pay me back, you know, it's a month into it. I gave her, you know, $1,500 a month into our relationship. I wouldn't even do that with family. So yeah, so I was like, as long as, you know, you pay me back, I'll lend you this money.
Do you have any proof of that?
That I lent her money?
No, that she agreed to pay you back and that it was a loan. Do you have any correspondence with her? Do you have an agreement with her?
I would have had it over my phone.
Not woulda, I don't want to know woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Okay.
I want to know, do you have any?
At this moment, no, I do not.
Well, this is the only moment.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If you paid her $300, you acknowledge the fact that you were responsible for paying her back.
But there was no agreement.
By you making a $300 payment to her, you acknowledge an agreement.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Felicia Navoa says ex-girlfriend Alicia Huffnagel owes for a loan to buy a car.
Now, in February of 2017, Ms. Huffnagel, were you employed?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of work were you doing?
I was working at a grocery store.
Is that the same kind of work that you were doing previous to January?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you still doing that kind of work?
No.
What are you doing now?
I work at the airport now.
And what was your take-home pay?
Probably about $1,400, $1,500 a month.
And were you working during that period?
Yes, I was.
What kind of work were you doing?
I was also at the grocery store. That's how we met.
And how much were you earning?
I was earning probably roughly the same amount.
So you're both earning the same amount of money, and now you've loaned her $1,500, according to you,
mm-hmm.
and you're still together working in a grocery store,
mm-hmm.
and she's paid you nothing back, not $25, not $50, not $100. January, February, March, April, May, June, or July, and you make no request for any money.
Once she's paid me $300, but I gave it back to her because she said that she was going to have to pay a bill or she was going to get sent to collection.
January, February, March, April, May, June, and July, she didn't give you any money, even though you knew how much she was earning.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't say to her, I want $25 a month.
Yeah.
$10 a month. Wasn't until after the relationship was over that she said, I want my money.
No, I would tell her during the relationship, but...
And?
I would ask her, and she just couldn't make the payment, so I was
there
like, okay.
Well, there was no set payment.
Yeah, no, there wasn't a set payment.
No.
I didn't...
So far, Ms. Nova, I'm not impressed. You want to tell me your version of how this $1,500 down payment took place?
So, in January, my car had broken down, and I was venting to her about my situation. And it came down to me not having my job long enough or not having enough money to put down on a new car. And so that's when she said, like, I can help you with that. And so she gave it to me. And it was pretty quick transaction because of dealing with, like, the dealership and stuff like that. They're fast. So I was told it was a gift.
Well, just a second. How were you told that it was a gift?
Verbally.
Well, tell me. What did she say to you? Nobody says to you, this is a gift.
I called her and I was telling her, like, hey, the dealership.
Don't look down.
Sorry.
Here.
The dealership told me that I needed three things. I need money, a job longer, or good credit. I had decent credit, but I didn't have a job long enough or the money. And she said, well, if money isn't just your only thing holding you back, I can help you with that.
And?
And that's what she did.
Okay. And?
She Venmo'd me, which is a app that you can pay people. And I put it down on the car. And
you got the car.
Mm-hmm.
And you continued to see each other.
Mm-hmm.
And when, for the first time, did she ask you back for any of this money?
I'd say probably like 2 or 3 months in. And that's when I made the first, like, I was able to make like a $300 payment. And then, like she said, she gave it right back because I was struggling.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So you paid her $300. If you paid her $300, you acknowledge the fact that you were responsible for paying her back.
But there was no agreement.
Well, by you making a $300 payment to her, you acknowledge an agreement.
Well, because she was pressuring me about it being like... Because when I first got in a relationship with her, my understanding was that she wasn't... Like, she didn't make it seem like it was a big deal. She made it seem, you know, she has a house, she's a lot older than me. You know, I didn't think that it was going to be a big deal, but then a couple months later, it turned into like a, hey, I wasn't just giving you that money, it was a loan, you have to pay me back. And I was like, okay, well, let me see what I can do. And so that's when I had that payment, but we were still dating, so she knew I was still struggling, and so she just kind of gave it back.
Very good. And she put down $1,500 on the car?
And I put down $1,000.
Great. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,500. We're done.
Why is that excuse? You may step out. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I think it was fair.
I'm happy with it.
Not having a scheduled payment.
One thing led to another. I just wasn't getting paid.
I saw it as a gift, but apparently it was a loan.
I have too good of a heart, I guess.
I just wish her the best, that's all.
It's a life lesson learned.